Hello and a very warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors and businesses that are disruptors yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies, and of course, little joys. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial journeys. Unusual Suspect streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Atul Rai, co-founder and CEO, Staku Technologies, an AI business that is transforming the security and enterprise big data analytics industries with distinctive video analytics, big data, and auditing technologies that use breakthrough learning research and cutting-edge engineering. With a desire to make security convenient and as intelligent as humans through the power of Jarvis, his commitment as the company's founder and CEO is to spearhead research and development, given his profound interest and academic excellence in AI. In the next 5 years, Atul hopes to establish Staku as a global brand. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Atul.
Hi, Gaurav. Thank you for inviting us for this platform.
Atul, tell me about your journey since the inception of the company. Why this space? You say that over the years, Staku has been at the forefront of the AI technology industry with its plug-and-play video and audio data analytics tool, Jarvis. Explain it to me. What does this entail?
So basically, we started in 2015. The whole idea was to target image and videos data. I mean, if you see the image and video data, it's like 80% of the content on internet are images and videos, right? So, and of course, with those data, with this, the problem with this data is you need to have a human interference to get any information from this data. For example, let's say a person fighting in front of the camera, right? If you want to identify that scene, a human need to be there to see that particular activity. So, and that's the problem with image and video data. And that's the place where we developed Jarvis and we came to the space where we can automate this whole monitoring and of course, this activity detection without any human intervention. So that's the area.
Atul, you know, you help transform long CCTV video footage into what you call meaningful information. Can you help me understand this with a use case?
So when you talk about camera feeds, of course, the camera feeds currently, we talk about the overall camera size. So we have more number of cameras in the human population on Earth, right? So that means you cannot have human behind each and every camera to monitor different kind of activities. So in general, when we put cameras, of course, we want to identify the first, of course, problem statement which you want to solve from the camera is the security, right? We call it loss prevention in our platform Jarvis. And of course, we further expanded the use case, which is revenue growth. I'll talk about it in a later phase. But the whole idea is to basically automate the whole camera feed data to some insight where you can make a decision. And that's something where we develop Jarvis as our platform. So in that way, given a camera, there are different kind of things which are happening. So let's say you want to identify an activity, let's say a violence happening or a cleaning mopping happening or different kind of a scenario where the activity is involved. So in that way, those activity can be identified just with the camera and there you have to have internet connection and then Jarvis can be plugged on that. So that is activity detection. The same way you can identify a person, you can also identify different other protocols which you have defined for your own company just without any human interference. And that is basically a main USP of this whole architecture and the product, right? The second part, of course, is the revenue growth where you want to conclude some insight from the camera feed. So let's say I'm a retail store. I want to know which particular part of my whole store is being visited by the customers and which particular part is having more of the heat map. So that is something where you have to collect the insight for your decision making, whether it's the sales or the marketing purpose, right? So these are the two purposes where we are making this whole, the camera analytics powerful. And that is where the AI is playing its role. And that's where the whole product has been developed.
Atul, if I run a medium to large retail store, what is Jarvis solving for me in terms of networking security and intelligence?
So Jarvis actually is a platform where you can connect any camera feed. That's one. Second, you don't need to put any hardware. Just a camera feed with internet connection can work. Broadly, given in a space, let's say you have a real estate space, whether you're retail or whether you are any agency or something. So you have a space and you want to secure it. So in that way, you can use our loss prevention module, which is having around 35 plus analytics, where you have, let's say, facial recognition, violence detection, intrusion detection, fire detection, safety and security protocol identification. So that is the one part of it, where, of course, the retail also use that for pilferage detection or any cash counter monitoring kind of activity. On the other side, we also have another module, which we call revenue growth module, which is mostly, I mean, into the given a space, you want to monetize the space. So that means like you want to identify the footfall of the area. So how many people are coming in a given period of time? That is one. And based on that, you also want to calculate the conversion of that. So let's say 20 people came, how many billing happened with that? So we basically marry that data with the sales data and that give a better insight to the store manager or your whole team in that way. And of course, in that way, you can also develop your business strategy.
Yeah. So, you know, just to understand, for my own understanding and the understanding of listeners, adoption of video surveillance in the retail industry is not only important for security purposes, but also for retail intelligence, which is something that Jarvis is trying to do in its space. Am I right in saying that? Is that a right descriptor?
Yeah. You are perfectly correct on that space.
And what about other verticals, for instance, such as logistics, hospitals, the financial sector, and schools and colleges? What kind of proprietary solutions that Jarvis is providing, which others can't? Because in the case of retail intelligence, it's, as you explained, it's fairly well understood. But what about these other sectors, for the ones that I mentioned, for instance?
So broadly speaking about different, let's say the ecosystem or the domain, let's say we're talking about the smart cities, right? So in that way, the people are, or the end user is mostly, is interested in towards the security part, which means the loss prevention side of it. For example, vehicle monitoring or accident monitoring or facial recognition of blacklisted people like criminals and all. So those were the places are, so different areas have different return of investment on the camera. So mostly, let's say the spaces like the smart cities or the hospitals or the airports are mostly into that. So they want to utilize the camera for, because the loss prevention is a very important task for them. But let's say you are a real estate, like for example, you are a real estate where you want to monetize your space. You want to know as a mall, as a let's say a building or as a any working space. You want to monetize this space. So these are the two broad areas. So it's irrespective of what kind of a customer you are. Given a camera, if you want to monetize, you will go for the revenue growth module. If you want to basically make loss prevention, in that way, you can go the loss prevention module. So it's not like fitted to a particular domain. It's all about a customer. So let's say you are a retail industry, you may go for a loss prevention kind of a thing, right? So that's the beauty of this product. So you need not to bind it to a particular kind of a customer domain. You can do whatever you want. You just have to put your camera feed. Given I am a retail, I want to do a loss prevention, I can do. Given I am a smart city and I want to do a monetization. So some of the airports are monetizing their space. They are not into the loss prevention, but they want to use Jarvis. So that's the beauty. You can basically cross match both of the use cases in different kind of a scenario, and of course you use it in your existing cameras.
Yeah, so, you know, and very simply put, the question here is, what is that Jarvis does that CCTV networks cannot do?
So when you talk about CCTV networks, they are just, you can say, the dumb devices doing nothing without any human. And that is where we are coming in, and we are making those cameras smarter. So our vision is to make every these dumb devices plugged everywhere a smarter hardware, which basically do a lot much more than what we are doing currently with that. So if you talk about data is divided in three different components: image, videos, text, and of course the audio as well. But image and videos are collectively being called image. So these are three formats of the data. Most of the AI which is being developed is towards the text data. I mean, the ChatGPT also works on textual data, right? So we want to work on a domain which is largest in a way that every camera is sending some feed, and how to basically utilize that feed without changing the hardware. And that's where we develop the Jarvis. So every camera, whatever the camera you have, you want to basically make it smarter, either to collect insight or either want to prevent any loss. So in that way, the Jarvis is something which is coming into the picture and helping in terms of producing both of the use cases for the customer. So that is where the Jarvis is, and you need not to put any hardware, just bringing whatever the camera feed you have, you have to just bring it through your IP address or the RTSP, and you can just select what use cases you want to monitor. You will get an dashboard where you can see all your camera feed, irrespective of what camera brand you have, what kind of hardware you have, whether it's a CCTV camera, whether it's a drone camera, whether it's a body-worn camera, all can be connected to the Jarvis. And on those camera feed, you can select as an user what analytics you want to monitor, whether it's from the loss prevention module or whether it's from the revenue growth module. And based on that, you'll get your insights and alerts. So that is comprehensive and integrated solution which we are giving, where you can see both camera feed along with the alert as an user, and it's completely personalized. And also you can personalize in a way that you can get those insights and alert on your WhatsApp, email as well. And that will go as personalized as like it will be going only to your email rather than going to the whole organization in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Atul, you have created a video wall that covers CCTV footage from all 71 prisons of Uttar Pradesh, covering a stretch of 900 kilometers, probably more than that. Tell us more about it. How did this come about? What are the problems that this is solving?
Okay, so when you talk about prison is a very closed ecosystem. And that means like what is happening inside a prison or a barrack or any cell, I mean, mostly it is unknown to the outside world. I mean, sometimes the jailer or jail superintendent as well, right? So that's where we wanted to basically utilize the camera which is already there inside the jails to identify certain very important use cases. For example, when we entered in the UP ecosystem, there was a murder happening in 2018 inside the jail, and that was a very prominent murder happened. So in that way, what happened, the most of the people who were sitting at the headquarter level in Lucknow, they were not knowing what exactly happened there, right? So that means what we wanted to do here is we want to bring a camera feed to a command center which is located in Lucknow. So we are bringing all those camera feed from all the 71 locations from UP jails to one place. And then we have a data center and our analytics center where the Jarvis is being deployed. So what it does, it basically bring all the camera feed at one place, and that is called Jarvis Video Wall, where you can see all the camera feeds. And of course, you can select what are the feeds are important for you. The second thing is you can also activate different analytics on those camera feeds. So you need not to see all and every feed continuously. Only you have to focus on the alerts. So what are those alerts? Those alerts are like violence detection. So in any of the feed, if two people are fighting, you'll get an alert on that. Or there is a jail wall, which is like the prison wall. If there is any person being seen there that might be intrusion, you'll get an alert on that. You can also set timing for it. Let's say in the morning time, you don't want to get any intrusion detection, right? So in that way, you can set up those timers as well. In the same way, there are the places where you're not expecting any crowd, right? So in that case, if there's a crowd, you'll get an alert on that. In the same way, there are the areas where, of course, the criminals from the outside go to meet their bosses inside the jail. How to recognize them? So there we are using facial recognition. So those are different kind of things we are monitoring on all those 71 locations, and of course in a very in real time. That means any alert, if anything's happening out of the given let's say the SOP, you'll get a real time alert on the video wall. Of course, there is also a mobile app where the jailers and the superintendent of different jails are also getting the same time. But the video wall is more like a centralized system where everything is getting recorded along with alerts.
You know, the Dubai police has also commissioned you for predictive policing. Can you elaborate on this? What does it mean? What does predictive policing mean, and how are you helping them solve a few problems?
So when you talk about predictive policing with the Dubai police, so one of the data which any camera is also producing, the audio data, right? So there's one thing when you see anything in terms of the camera, basically two people are fighting, right? So in that way, those fight can be detected by the camera's field of view, given that you have a video analytics, which is processing only the image data. But that will become more powerful if you utilize the audio data also, which is coming from the camera. And that is where we built our technology, Jarvis Cyan, which we call, which means actually extracting the audio data and also identifying the scenes based on the audio data. So if the people are, let's say, screaming on each other, or maybe there is a fight happening, so that data is being utilized to identify the scene. And it may be a violence, it could be a gunshot, it could be a any glass break or something. So that those are things which can be identified just with the audio data. That is one of the use cases, and that is what one of the use cases we've done with them. The second use case is more like identifying a person with the audio data. So let's say I am a criminal, I am coming and shouting in a shop, right? So in that way, either you can identify my face, but let's say I am having a mask on my face or helmet on my face, how to identify me, right? So that is where the audio data is also being utilized in a way that you can identify a person with his audio sample. So whether I speak Tamil, Telugu, Urdu, French, any language, the technology will identify me with just 7 seconds or 8 seconds of audio sample. So that kind of a thing we have built, and that is what we done with Dubai Police, and that is what we call as a part of the predictive policing thing.
This decade is being built as the decade of artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML. What kind of disruption do you foresee in the audio-video analytics space?
So broadly, we talk about AI. AI is doing two things. One is, of course, generative AI, which is where, of course, transformer-based models are being utilized. And they are mostly are helping people to generate content of different types, whether it's audio content or the image content or of course text content in terms of the ChatGPT. So that is one of the domain which is basically even where we are basically trying to generate the content without any human interference. Of course, this is going to take some of the jobs. But the second part is more like a predictive or more like a classification based AI models, which in general try to identify certain scenes and helping human in terms of their decision making, where we are into that space, where we are using video and audio analytics. And that means, let's say when I say audio and video analytics means we want to try to identify an activity, we are trying to identify a person, we are trying to identify a, let's say, given insight, which is useful for human to take their decision. So these are the two broad thing, and we are in the second part where of course audio and video data is very powerful data and it's a huge data. And that only can be interpreted in a continuous manner with the AI only. I mean, you can't put human, as I said like you have more number of cameras, right? So in that way, human cannot do, and it is humanly impossible for, of course, doing any kind of interpretation on those data. So that's where the Jarvis is there, and that's where we are using Jarvis to automate those tasks.
Absolutely. And finally, Atul, given the pace of ongoing innovation in AI technology, how do you think it is going to shape the future of retail in the coming years?
So, as I said, retail is fighting with the e-commerce space, right? E-commerce has all the data. They know each and every click. They know what product I tried, what product I spent, and on what product page I spent my time. But when you talk about offline retail stores, they don't have data. They just have one data is like the sales data. I mean, how many sales I have done for a particular product. They don't even know what product people are trying inside their store. So let's say I'm a apparel store. I am going and trying a lot of, let's say, a jacket. But my sales data is showing the lot of shirt being sold. So no one is knowing why when people are trying jacket, but it's not being sold there. So that is a very important insight which is missing for most of the companies. Same goes with electronic shop or many other similar retail shops. So that is where camera play a very important role. And that is where we are saying that we have heat map analysis, which means which is analyzing inside the store different areas, what kind of a customer going, means male, female, what is age of those customers, how much time they are getting engaged with the product. So these are certain insights we are collecting from those offline stores, which are very important for, of course, planning the future marketing or the sales thing. And that is something Jarvis is doing for them. And that is where, of course, we see the next revolution coming in the offline store. And that is where I believe retail will have the edge on the online or e-commerce kind of a market. Because currently, of course, with the huge data and a powerful insight, e-commerce is leading the market. But offline, after this particular kind of innovation, will also be able to collect those data insights and do their knowledge base and decision making.
Thanks, Atul, for these very deep insights and sharing your perspective on AI, on Jarvis, the proprietary technology that Staku has developed, on how video and audio analytics is going to shape the new innovations in retail industry, both in terms of retail intelligence as well as in terms of marketing and revenue too. Thanks for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation.
Thank you very much, Gaurav, for this opportunity. Thank you very much for inviting us. Thanks.